Sports.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping a report this hour, some taxpayers are reporting problems with the IRS's new stimulus payment tracking tool called Get My Payment. It's supposed to allow people to see when they will be getting their coronavirus stimulus payment and in what form, direct deposit or paper check. But some taxpayers reported problems with the tool this morning. According to NJ.com, some are receiving messages saying payment status not available. And it's not clear if that's because taxpayers earn too much money to qualify or if the system is experiencing heavy traffic. The latest models predict Jersey hospitals will need 3,821 ventilators for COVID-19 patients. Right now, we have 3,550. Governor Murphy says we started out with 2,000 ventilators 6 weeks ago, and
if you add up our asks of the federal stockpile from day one and you add all the asks together, it was 2,500 ventilators, of which we have received 1,550.
Infection, hospitalization, and ICU data is being fed into three different computer models to predict how many ventilators the state will need, and those models are coming up with different predictions every day. Nations around the world are reacting with alarm after President Trump announced a halt to the sizable funding the U.S. sends to the World Health Organization. Health experts warn the move could jeopardize global efforts to stop not only the coronavirus pandemic, but also the fight against other diseases. The European Union says Trump has no reason to freeze funding at this critical stage and called for measures to promote unity, not diversity. Police charged the owner of a Morris County tennis and fitness club with opening his business in defiance of the governor's emergency orders. 36-year-old Jeffrey Carter, who owns the club at Mendham, along with five others who were using the facility to play, were charged with violating the orders. Gyms were among the non-essential businesses ordered closed by Murphy last month in response to the virus outbreak. The Economic Development Authority's first two programs to help small businesses ravaged by the shutdowns have been overwhelmed. Numbers cited by EDA Chief Tim Sullivan show both the $5,000 grants and $100,000 loans have seen 24 times more applicants than they have available funds.
To say that we've been flummoxed by the amount of demand that's out there for these programs would be an understatement. I think we all expected to be oversubscribed, and I expect to be oversubscribed quite a bit, but not nearly the magnitude that we have been.
The EDA is now seeking donations to support the grants from philanthropic and private sector sources. The state might also use some of its federal funding to support the program. Walmart is the latest to offer exclusive pickup times to the public. A statement on its website says 7 to 8 a.m. is now reserved for at-risk pickup only, and if your store offers curbside pickup, you can sign up for that slot online. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Brightening up outside, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 news time, 12:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
After a damp morning across New Jersey, skies will improve this afternoon, although it will be on the cool side. High temperatures limited to the lower 50s. We should see some good sunshine. Tonight, some clouds and becoming breezy at times. There's a chance for a snow shower in North Jersey late tonight, too. Lows fall into the mid-30s. A frost is possible away from the coast tonight. Tomorrow, sun and clouds. Could be a few sprinkles or even flurries in the afternoon. Highs only around 50. And then Friday will start clear, dry, and cold before rain returns Friday afternoon, highs in the lower 50s. That rain should break apart Saturday morning, and the rest of the weekend looks dry and breezy with clearing skies, highs still in the 50s on Saturday, warming into the 60s for Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Bordentown, 46 degrees. Weehawken, 49. Far Hills, 49. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. Send to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.